Okay, we're at the very bottom of Lamed Vav on the base. Rami Le Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Rav Yosef. The Sofer of Yehuda Bikdushosa Kaima. Yehuda hold that a Shvuya remains with a Cheskes Kashrus, and she could even marry a Kohen and the Itruma and so on. V'atanya Hagiorish and Gaira. Woman converted. The Rasa Dan, and she sees Dan for the first time after she's Jewish. So Yehuda Omer Dayashata. Yehuda says that she's not Choshesh to become Tomei L'Mafreya. The Rabbanim were Masakin, that a regular woman who sees Dan, were afraid that the Dan already came from 24 hours before, and it would just didn't come out yet, and it's still Matamei her. So she becomes Tomei retroactively. Any Taharis that she touched in the last 24 hours is Tomei, and Pekida means that if she made a Bedika before those 24 hours, right, then she's Tomei from the last time she made a Bedika. If she made a Bedika within the 24 hours, she's Tomei from 24 hours, whichever one is more. That's a normal halacha. But here, since she was a Goya 24 hours ago, so we're not going to be metame her from the Mafreya. So even if she saw Dan, let's say, 5 hours after she was Megayer, we're not going to make her Tame retroactively 5 hours, since we can't make her Tame retroactively 24 hours, because 19 hours she was a Goya. And the dam of a goy is not metame, no tuma. So therefore, since we can't make her tame the entire period that the rabbanim were gozer lamafreya, we don't make her tame at all lamafreya, and she's only tame from the time that she sees the dam and on. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hari he kechol anoshim. She's like any other woman, metame me'es la'es u'mepkida l'mepkida, and she's metame lamafreya from the time that she was Jewish. And Utzricha Lahamtin Gimel Chadosh and Divrei Yehuda. She has to wait 3 months to get married because we're afraid that, that maybe she was Mizana before she converted. And therefore we have to be Mavchin between a child that she waits 3 months, so we know for sure that any child she'll have after this, if it's 6 months later, it's from the before she was Jewish. And if it's a 9 month baby, if it's 9 months, we know it's before she was Jewish. And if it's 6 months, we know that she's from after. So wait 3 months. There's no way of making a mistake between if this is from before she converted or after. Rabbi Yossi Matur Le'oris Le'Nosim Yad. And Rabbi Yossi says she's allowed to get married right away. We're not Choshesh that she was Mizana. Rashi. The Ross Adam Bobayom, Dayashaita, Velo Gozru Batumas Meis Leis, Latame Taharo Shinogobahemishas Tvila Adshas Re'ia. Right? We're not Gozer, the regular Gzeira, the Chachomim made by a regular woman, that she's Matame Lemafreya the entire 24 hour period before, or from the last time that she made a Bedika. Because the reason they made that gzeira is that in case she just saw the dam today, but maybe it already was out of her inner body from yesterday, and she's already tummy. She didn't see it till today. So therefore, what's it called? Shazel atam shomei eshleish b'nos Yisrael. Halo dam kenanis kedam behema. But a woman, if she sees dam when she's a goya, has no effect on her. It's not matami her. There's no tumah. Let's be afraid that from the time that she was tovel, the dam came out right away. Whenever they can mekayim the gzeira to go back 24 hours, right? Then they made the gzeira to what's it called, matami her totally lamafreya. But heicha de lo gozer meishleish lo gozer mepkidul b'kida. But if you can't be metame her for the 24-hour period before, because part of that she was a goya, so then we're not metame her either mipkida lipkida, meaning from the last bedika either. even though that was after she became Jewish. So theoretically, we could metame her the last 5 hours from the time she converted. Right? Maybe she became tame at that point. That we're not choshish for, since we can't make the full gzeir, we don't even make part of it. She can't get married for 3 months after she converts. Because we're afraid maybe she's pregnant, she was mazana, and she'll have a child, and the child will be from when she wasn't Jewish. Even though now the child will be Jewish, but the conception was, so it's not the same kadusha of the child. So you want to know the difference? Rabbi Yossi Matil, coming before his time, later on the Gemara explained why Rabbi Yossi holds okay. We're not choshesh, she's a mazana, a woman who's not Jewish. Right? Why aren't we choshesh that she's mazana? Okay, Omer Lei. So the Gemara answers. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that what's it called? She has to wait 3 months. That we are choshesh. That what's it called? That a gioris is mazana. So why don't we say the same thing by Yeshvuya? Let's be choshesh that she had relations. Omer Lei, gioris ashvuya karamis. Trying to bring a contradiction between what Rabbi Yehuda holds by a gioris to what he holds by a shvuya. Gioris lo mintra nafsha. Shvuya mintra nafsha. A gioris, when she's a goya, doesn't protect herself thinking maybe she's going to be megayer. She's mezana. But a shvuya is always hoping that she's going to be freed and maybe she'll want to marry a kohen. So she's thinking about being freed. So therefore, she's careful and she watches herself and doesn't let herself be violated. And where it says, the Rami Shvuya, Shvuya. Okay, fine, you answered why the Braisa by a Gioris is not a contradiction to what Rabbi Yehuda holds by Shvuya. But I'll bring you a Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda holds by a Shvuya that were Choshesh that she was Mazana. The Tanya, ha Gioris va Shvuya va Shivcha. Right, a Gioris who was misgayer when she was older than 3, or a Shvuya who was redeemed when she's older than 3, and the same thing goes with a Shivcha who was set free after she was 3. So there was a time that she was a Shivcha, a Shvuya, or a Goya when she was older than 3 years old. We're choshesh that she had relations and she's not a Besula. So they're all, and therefore we're afraid maybe she's pregnant. So tzrichos lahamtin gimul chazdoshim div Reb Yehuda. And therefore they have to wait 3 months before they can get married, so we can be mavchin between a child that was conceived the kedusha and one not. So what do you see? Reb Yehuda is choshish even by a shvuya that she had relations. So kol shekein were choshish maybe not to let her marry a kohen. Reb Yossi matur leoris lenosim miyad ishtik. So he had nothing to answer. Now you can't answer that, you can't ask a kasha from Gioris to Shvuya. Here it says, Befer is Shvuya too. Omar Lei, Midi Shmielach Beha. So he said, maybe you heard something to answer this stira. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Shvuya is Becheskasa, Bektushasa. And here he says that we're afraid that she was Mazana and you have to wait 3 months to be Mavchin. Omar Lei, Hochi Omrev Sheshis. Shira'u Ashenivala. Here, this price is talking where we saw that she was, what's it called, she had relations. So in the Mela, she has to wait 3 months to be mavchin, in case she's pregnant, be mavchin between when the child was conceived. So Mora says, Ihochi my time with Rabbi Yossi. If that's the case, if we saw when she was nivah, why does Rabbi Yossi say she doesn't have to wait 3 months? We know it's possible she's pregnant. Because we saw that she had relations. That a woman who's mezana is careful to take precautions, and she has relations with birth control, so she won't become pregnant with a moch. Machlok is what a moch is. Rashi seems to learn a moch means that after tashmish, she puts in some kind of sponge to keep out the zera from her getting pregnant. Most rishonim learn that a moch is that she puts it in Bishas Tashmish to prevent the Zera from going in. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yossi says that a woman who is Mizana has a chazaka that she probably took precautions that she won't get pregnant. Bishlam a Gioris, even the Daitali Gure Mintra Nafsha. A Gioris, you could say, she took precautions because she's thinking about converting and she wants to, what's it called, wants to be, watch herself that she shouldn't become pregnant when she's a Goya. Shvuya nami delo yada hechimamtula, and Shvuya also is, she's always hoping she's going to be freed, and she's hoping that maybe she'll be freed by a Jew and she'll even be able to marry a Kohen. So she's careful that if they have relations with her, that she uses birth control. Right, Shivcha nami deshama bimora. Shivcha also is possible. She heard her master discussing that he's going to let her go free, so she's in anticipation. Even if she's mezana, she's careful. Eliyotze b'shein ve'ayin ma'ikla neimer. What happens if she doesn't go free because the master decides to let her free, but it's an accident? He knocked out her tooth or her eye. He wasn't talking about knocking out her tooth or her eye. He did it by accident, and she goes free automatically. So why, she wasn't thinking about going free. Why should she take precautions? V'chitema kolme me'le lo, right? Lo amr abyosi. Right, you'll tell me that what's it called, that wherever it happens by accident, right, that she gets free. Rabbi Yossi didn't say his din that we assume that a woman who's mezana that takes precautions, and therefore she, what's it called, would have to wait 3 months. Hare anuso mafuta de memela v'tanya anuso mafuta tzrichos lamto gimel chadoshim div Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi mater. You see, Rabbi Yossi's mater not to wait the 3 months, even by something that happened by accident, like a woman who was raped. Doesn't have to wait 3 months either. Even though she wasn't anticipating getting raped, right, still, we assume that she used what's it called, birth control. How can that be? Why would she use birth control, right, if she wasn't thinking of having relations, all of a sudden somebody raped her? El Omar Rabba, Kesov Reb Yossi, Isha Mizana Misapechas. Not that she uses birth control. Birth control you have to prepare ahead of time. A woman doesn't prepare ahead of time to be raped. So that's impossible. But what happens is that after she has bia, she turns over, so the zera will drain, and she won't get pregnant. And what's it called? And therefore, she doesn't have to prepare anything. She was raped. She immediately turns over, so she won't get pregnant. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. And therefore, we're not choshish, right? A woman who is mezana, not lived normally with a husband, so she's not misapich or whatever. So a woman whose husband died or divorced her, she needs 3 months, havchana. But a woman who, what's it called, was mezana, she's careful to make sure she doesn't get pregnant. So in the beginning, we thought she's careful not to get pregnant by preparing birth control. That can only happen if she's anticipating it. She can't prepare birth control, right, if she's not anticipating it. Mora says, no, it's not birth control she prepares, she turns over. That she can do even if she wasn't anticipating what happened. As long as it's no, she's careful not to become pregnant. And the Idach and Rabbi Yehuda Chayshin and Shem Alon Nepcha Yofa Yofa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, very nice, she turns over, but doesn't always work. Or maybe she didn't turn over fast enough. Or she didn't turn over enough. So therefore, we're always choshish. Maybe she's pregnant, she has to wait 3 months. Rashi. Srichos Lahamtin, the Afopish Ktana Enemisaberis, even though a Ktana doesn't get pregnant, and here she's talking when she's a Ktana, Gzeira Ktana Atu Gedola. They made a gzera that if a ketana doesn't wait 3 months, then a gedola won't wait either. So they made a gzera ketana at a gedola. Mishameshes b'moch, nosenes moch la'achar bi'ila v'sho'eves azera. So Rashi Shita is that a moch is after tashmish to drain, to sponge off the zera. Okay? So has implications, l'gabi, the other gemara we learned of Shlosha and Yevamos, that 3 women are allowed to use a moch, mashma other women aren't allowed to use a moch. Right, and if a moch is only after tashmish, then even those 3 women can't use it b'shas tashmish. As agabe, what's it called? Agabe using a diaphragm or other means of birth control has hashlochos. Whether this moch is b'shas tashmish or dafke after tashmish. Mintra nafsho u'mizamenis lamoch. So a woman who's anticipating either going free or converting or converting, going free, or what's the other one? A shvuya, or being redeemed. She prepares birth control. That's what the Gemara thinks in the beginning. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. We're not afraid that she's pregnant. Delo yada hechimamtula sheboim lamochra usavra dilmin mamtula legabi Yisrael uparkel. She doesn't know who they're going to get to sell her to. She's hoping she'll be sold to a Jew and maybe even a Kohen. So therefore she's careful not to get pregnant. Eliyotze b'shein ve'ayin shivcha shesima adoneo seineha v'yotze l'cherus Menohaviyodas mikora the tapik lecherus the midar navsha v'zamin moch l'shimusha. If you have to prepare birth control, you have to be anticipating it. If the other knocked out her eye and she automatically went free, what was she anticipating? That when she was mezaneh, she was careful. She was thinking she's going to be a shifcha the rest of her life. Kol memela midi deleka liz dahurebe meikara the tapek lecherus molder Rabbi Yosi. And if you'll say that Rabbi Yosi in Echanami holds that if it was something that happened suddenly and she couldn't prepare birth control, then we are choshes that she's pregnant and she'd have to wait 3 months. Not true. By onus and mafuta, Rabbi Yosi holds she doesn't have to wait, and that's something that happened suddenly. The Gemara says, "Hara inusa de memela delohavi yodis lisalik ba'hachi." Of his tazmin lamoshin, or she's going to be raped, that she prepared birth control. It happened suddenly. Then you see Rabbi Yossi holds, she doesn't have to wait 3 months, even for something suddenly. So the reason can't be because she prepares birth control. So Mara says, no, she doesn't prepare anything. Misapeches. If a woman's mizana, she's careful not to get pregnant by turning over and letting the zera drain. She yetzi hazera velo yiklot. Veho afilu v'midi v'meila motzu l'meva v'kulanosos kei. This a woman can do without any preparation. So even if something happens suddenly to her, she's careful to turn over so she won't get pregnant. Okay, Memela, what's it called? And Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're afraid that maybe she didn't turn over well enough, or she didn't turn over fast enough, and Memela, she is pregnant, she has to wait 3 months to be mavchin between when the child was conceived.